I am no longer a dumbass. It's official, I am no longer a dumbass, for now. The Fred Effect is now available as a podcast on iTunes. This is only a temporary remission of my dumbass-itis. In fact, it may eventually exacerbate my condition. Apple Corporation issues warnings about that. My acute dumbass-itis supervened about a year ago when I made my blog available as MP3 files. I had been producing audio for the visually impaired for about 5 or 6 years, so I thought, why not make my own blog available in audio, too? I knew that making it available as a podcast would be easier for users, but I couldn't figure it out. And in addition to being a dumbass, I'm a dick as well. See, I just made the MP3s available as a clickable download on the cute little blue-blocked link background you see over there on the right. And I have a clickable free MP3 library in the right sidebar over there. You have to click it and listen to each file in QuickTime or Windows Media Player or something. To get it on your iPod, you have to right-click the file name and save it to your iTunes folder or whatever mobile device you use. I've had people tell me that it doesn't work very well, but I just told them that their browser settings were fucked up and they should fix it themselves. I learned that trick from US-based tech support. I knew deep down that iTunes has the simplest podcasting process on planet Earth. Once you're subscribed, iTunes fetches your podcasts as soon as you hook it up to charge your device. Hell, the iPhones probably download your podcast live as soon as they're posted. I wouldn't know. I'm too cheap to find out. Anyway, I finally figured out how to podcast on iTunes. Figured it out my ass. I finally found a YouTube video by a 9-year-old about how to do it through FeedBurner. After I watched it 16 times, I figured it out. I still can't figure out why only the last 2 months are up on the podcast instead of the last year. I'm too busy doing my superiority dance. I think I'm more proud of the clickable iTunes logo I made for the sidebar. Yep, that's not a JPEG I downloaded and plopped up there. That's a scalable vector graphics image that I traced all by myself. It looks like shit, but Tessa said it's very nice and maybe I'll be an artist when I grow up. That's why Tessa and I are still together. Once it dawns on people that my podcast episodes are an average of 2 minutes and 13 seconds long, I will get lots of emails telling me what a dumbass I am again. But until then, I feel good about myself, and that's what really matters.